This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's today's Marketplace Depressing Economic Reality Report. About 70 million Americans are expected to retire over the next 15 to 20 years. And when you throw in all the variables that go into a good and comfortable retirement, stuff like overall economic growth, the kinds of pay people have been getting over their careers, government policies about retirement savings, and oh yeah, human nature, we are, it's quite possible, looking at a retirement crisis the next couple of decades. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Want to ruin a good time with everyone around you? Ask if they're saving enough for retirement.
No, not the case.
Most likely not.
Well, I'm putting, a little bit of my paycheck in my savings, but that usually gets depleted by my next paycheck anyway.
Melissa Nagels, Lori Mengri, Greg Jablonski, Tom Olin, they range in age from their 20s to their 50s. How much saving is enough?
I would say I take about 10% of every paycheck and I put it on saving. And so I guess I'm on the right track.
Nope. Sorry, Giovanni Barrera, who was trying to eat his lunch peacefully in New York City. Retirement experts estimate we should be saving 15 to 17% of our income across our working lives if we want to maintain our pre-retirement standard of living. According to Fidelity, by the time we retire at age 65, we should have 11 times our annual income saved up. A lot of us are not even close.
We're on a pending crisis in retirement security.
Diane Oakley is the executive director of the National Institute on Retirement Security.
We have a lot of individuals who have nothing saved for retirement, probably about 40% of the workforce.
Oakley used Federal Reserve data to see if households were saving enough, even by conservative estimates.
We found that basically 6 out of 10 households weren't on track.
Experts say the crisis is brewing particularly among the 50s and below crowd.
We think that it's going to start within, say, about 10 years or so and just get steadily worse from that point forward.
David John is a senior policy advisor at the AARP Public Policy Institute. This retirement problem is one that a lot of developed countries are now facing, which makes you think there's a global cause involved, which there is.
Steadily growing life expectancies, so that someone who retired, say, in the 1950s, probably didn't really expect to get much out of the late 60s or early 70s. But now the odds are almost 50-50 that someone who's retiring today can live into their 90s.
Another reason we're not saving enough? We were really wrong for decades about how much enough is. In the booming market years of the 80s and 90s, people said, oh, you just need to put away 3% of your income each year. Your employer will help. Get a little Social Security and you'll be fine. Two recessions and almost a decade of sluggish economic growth have offered a reality check. We need to save more.
We've been in a low investment return environment, and that's true for both stocks and bonds. And that means that you have to save a lot more in order to accumulate the same amount that you might have accumulated under a higher return situation.
And you know, in the olden days, mom and dad moved in with the kids when they retired, says Diane Oakley.
My mother didn't want to do that, nor do I. Nor do most of my brothers and sisters want to live with their kids when they retire. So we've changed the sort of standard.
So what to do? Well, when employers automatically enroll employees in retirement plans like 401ks or 403bs, it dramatically increases the chances that people will at least start to save. But only about half of employers offer retirement plans, and not all enroll their workers automatically.
And so now we are thinking about some new proposals that have come on the scene, mostly at the state level.
John Scott is with the Retirement Savings Project at Pew. So, for example, in Massachusetts, small employers often find it beyond their means to offer retirement plans. So the state is trying a system where multiple small nonprofits can share plans. Oregon, Illinois, and California are experimenting with automatically enrolling workers into a state-run retirement plan when employers don't offer one. These could reach millions of workers this year.
There's, I think, the big challenge, which is, is this financially feasible for a state to pull off?
The administrative costs for programs like these that could touch every working adult in a state are daunting. And while programs like these will increase the number of people saving for retirement, experts say they don't guarantee that people will choose to save enough. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.